With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study God's eternal word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're continuing our study on the subject, This Is What Christmas Means to Me. For the last several broadcasts, I've been doing an acrostic study on the word Christmas. We looked at the letter C, and that letter reminds us of His coming down from heaven. Then we looked at the letter H, and that letter reminds us of Him hanging on the cross. We looked at the letter R, and that letter reminds us of Him being raised from the dead. Then we looked at the letter I, and that letter reminds us of Him instructing His disciples. And then we looked at the letter S, and that letter reminds us of Him sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Then we looked at the letter T, and in that letter we looked at the thought of Him triumphant over His foes. And I pointed out to you that He was triumphant over the devil. He defeated him there in the death, burial, and resurrection. And then He was triumphant over the deep, dark grave. And He was triumphant over death. Death could not hold Him. The grave could not hold Him. And the devil could not hold Him. He was triumphant in all these areas. I mentioned to you that when Christ rose from the dead, there were the empty garments that were laying there in the tomb. There was the empty grave, and there was the empty grasp. Death could not hold the Lord Jesus Christ. The songwriter said, up from the grave He arose with a mighty triumph o'er His foe. He arose a victor o'er the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Now I realize there are those who would try to dissect Christ and want Christmas to only mean the fact of a baby born in Bethlehem. But I want to say to you, dear friend, if you know Him, you cannot separate any aspect of His life from the other. When you think of Christ, you think of His condescension, Him coming down from heaven, Him hanging on the cross, Him being raised from the dead, Him instructing His disciples, Him sitting down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and of Him being triumphant o'er His foes. When I look at those six letters, then I realize that all of those are His working in the past. But I want to make sure you understand that we do not serve a Christ that is finished, that is dead. We serve a living Lord, a resurrected Redeemer, who is alive and well and still very active in the life of His people even this day. So as I come to the last three letters that of the word Christmas, the M, the A, the S, we're going to not only be looking back at His past advent here upon the earth, but we're going to look at His present ministry and His future ministry as the Holy Spirit directs us. So we saw C coming down from heaven, H hanging on the cross, R raised from the dead, I instructing His disciples, S sitting at the right hand of God on high, and T triumphant o'er His foes. But then again, I want to emphasize, He was not finished when He said, it is finished. He did not say, I am finished, but it is finished. What does Christ and Christmas mean to the Christian today? looking at the present time, not in the past, not in the future, but what does he mean to us today? When I look at the letter M in Christmas, I am reminded of him making intercession. I am so thankful to God that sitting at the right hand of the Father today is the Lord Jesus Christ. He sits there to make intercession for the saints of God. The Bible said in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now, as you study the context of the Word of God, you learn that the believer has an intercessor in him, in the person of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 27, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When we do not know what to pray for as we ought, the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. But then we learn in the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1 and 2, the Bible said, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. The word advocate here is the same word that's translated comforter, and it simply means that we have one in heaven making intercession for us. You see, as a child of God, we have one from heaven in us, and we have one in heaven from us. And both of them work a two-way communication between God and men. I'm glad that sitting at the right hand of the Father today, the Lord Jesus Christ sits there as the man. And as the God-man, he maketh intercession for the saints of God with the Father. But then I'm glad on this end, the Holy Spirit indwells every believer, and the Holy Spirit maketh intercession with God for us. So we have one in heaven from us, and one from heaven in us for our intercession. But I want you to notice the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our great high priest. You say, preacher, why is he the great high priest? Well, first of all, I say to you, he was appointed by a sovereign choice. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 5, verse number 5 and verse number 6, the Word of God said, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that saith unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. He, as he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So here we find that the Lord Jesus Christ is our great high priest, our intercessor, and he holds that position because he was appointed by a sovereign choice. God said that this day I have appointed thee, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So he was appointed by a sovereign choice. Then may I say to you, not only as the great high priest was he appointed by a sovereign choice, but he was approved by scriptural credentials. He fulfilled every aspect of the law of the Word of God in order that he might become our high priest. In fact, in John chapter number 19 and verse number 28, as he hangs there on the cross, the Bible said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He faced every teaching of the scriptures. He faced every testing of Satan. And my friend, he passed the test and he graduated with full honors, perfectly fulfilling the task that God required him to do to qualify him to become our faithful and just high priest. So he was appointed by a sovereign choice as our intercessor. He is approved by scriptural credentials to be our intercessor. But then I want you to notice he is activated by the saints' cry. The Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7, the Bible said, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, it would be wonderful if we would and could walk in the light all the time. But we do not do that. We fail and come short of the glory of God. So what happens? The Bible said in verse number 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say we have no sin, if we say there is no sin in our life, then the Bible said we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. There is not one sinless human being living on planet Earth today. Then in verse number 10, the Bible said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Again, I emphasize, there are no sinless people living on planet Earth today. There's only been one person who ever lived without sinning his entire life, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The rest of us are sinners by birth and sinners by behavior. So if we stop there, we'd be in trouble. But right in the middle of those verses, verse number 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, my friend, he is our advocate, and he is activated by the saints' cry. Listen as I read on the first two verses of John, 1 John chapter number 2. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. If we stopped there, we'd all be in trouble. But then he said, and if any man sin, we have an advocate, our attorney, our counselor, sitting at the right hand of the Father. We have an advocate with the Father. Who is it? Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sin of the whole world. I'm talking about our intercessor. He was appointed by sovereign choice, approved by scriptural credentials, and is activated by the saints' cry. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a very Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year. Let me also wish a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.